What is up, friends? Welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the after show that has it all. Our top five women have been unveiled. Woo! Insert amazing clap in celebration. We also have a very special segment just for you on ballroom. So things are getting hot and heated like hot tamales. Let's dive in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is how we do it.
Break it down.
Oh, we got lights.
This is how we do it.
We're going to just smack you all with some energy, because what an episode. Oh, I like that. And then you, got to do the Q-tip, and the Q-tip, and the Q-tip.
No.
Throw it away.
No. You're going to bust out the sprinkler in a minute.
Oh, no. I know all of them. We all know it. Everyone at home is doing it right now. You get the sprinkler, right? And then you got that one.
The shopping trolley.
Yes. And then the shopping.
Y'all are really
you guys,
taking it
welcome.
Back.
I am Becky Sotero. I've got amazing women to my left. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Yes, you do. Hi, everyone. I am Kim Davey. And to my left is...
Hello, I'm Jessica Williams.
Yay. Man, the podcast... You guys are missing those
right.
moves.
Now
you have an excuse to go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like the channel, check it out. Welcome, you guys. What an exciting episode. Finally, the secret. I don't have to keep it in any longer, in terms of the women at least. Mm-hmm. So top five overall thoughts, you guys.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
Well, for me, just the episode went so incredibly quickly for a start. I was like, oh, are we getting 2 hours tonight? Please, please, please. So that never happened. But
flew by.
Flew by. Yeah. And it was really nice to just see, bam, dance after dance after dance. It was really nice for a change, I thought. But I was quite shocked for a couple. I had my pick and then I had the results to compare to. And I was pretty much on the money. But overall, there were two big surprises that I'm sure we'll talk about.
I'm sure we're all in agreement with those two surprises because I was the same way. I was excited about just being able to fully watch a performance for once. Like, they showed us the full routine and it wasn't cut off. And some of the people, unfortunately, we hadn't really been introduced to much. Like Dana, however you say it, and Sydney. Those two, we kind of got a little glimpse, but not really. So that was unfortunate, and it wasn't surprising in that matter that they did not get chosen.
Yes. It was such a surprise. Yeah. So we have such an incredible show for you guys. We're going to be talking also about our special segment we chose for you, which is ballroom.
Yes.
And I think it's so appropriate because ballroom has been dominating. I mean, as we see, we've got a couple very strong with, you know, in Magna and Jensen, very strong ballroom females in our top five. And we'll just see what happens in the top five men. But I just think it's going to be just team ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited that we get to share. We get to share our little secrets, you guys, with you on ballroom and the routines that we picked. But let's just dive into to our first dancer out of the 10, Hannah Leigh. I love me some Hannah Leigh. She's consistent. This routine was full of lifts and jumps, athleticism. Mm-hmm. I love that they called her fearless in it.
Yes.
And what's so special about her is that I feel like she's just such a mystery. You know, like she's very, very shy, very quiet.
Yes.
But you get a lot out of her dancing. Her dancing speaks for herself. So let's toss it to you guys.
Yeah. I think she was absolutely fantastic. She's such a good personality on stage. Mm-hmm. And the lifts that she had to do were phenomenal.
Mm, yes.
That one particular one where her legs held and she flips right round into the splits. It's like her leg could have broken at any moment. And I was like, oh my goodness. But she's so good. I'm so happy for her.
Me too.
Tick, check.
Yes.
So she was on your guys' list.
Yeah, she was totally on my list.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, she's so cute and fierce and just, she's sharp with her movement and she has so much personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she sold that role. I mean, she was sharp when she needed to. She flowed and she was sultry, which was so great to see. The tricks were amazing. I mean, to have Mary Murphy say, I've never seen that before, when she did that back dive twist into the leg and then flip over.
That was so cool.
Or the death drop. I literally lost my breath and then everyone else. I was like, what was that? Like, there, it could have gone wrong on so many levels and it didn't.
Yeah.
And she just, she was the best. I know they said, Jensen was really good too. I don't know, the two of them.
Those two girls. I think there were a few tonight, or last night, but tonight, we're going to say tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight that were so strong. I mean, performance level, competition level strong. Mm-hmm. And I specifically, did you have more to say about Hannah Lake? Because I want to dive right into Magna.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I just, in general, like, I mean, you got to give kudos to dancers for their, well, I suppose it's some scary stuff they have to do. Mm-hmm. And these lifts, like, it's no longer just part of a race, step will change. It's like, diving for
it. Well, Jonathan had to be there for her in those moves. You're right. She could have just fell to
her. Super scary. And a lot of people can't do that. Their fear stops them. So I give kudos to them just for being able to do that and them so well. I mean, it's not necessarily always going to go
well.
Well,
that's something that I think is, again, I mean, everyone who watched the show, we know that they were paired with an all-star and then a choreographer who... All of them are just phenomenal. You know, they're at the top of their game. But what was so unique is that they made them do a routine out of their style. So it wasn't, again, that you're going to give contemporary. I mean, you're going to give them something out of their style. And we saw that with Hannah Lei, that she had to do something difficult and blew it out of the water. And Magda, my girl, she is growing on me. I met her, so I get to finally tell the story. So I met her at the junket, and her... body, ladies, and this is not about like wanting to be like her body. Like, her body is a dancer's trained body. Just and she exudes confidence and poise and just a great interviewer. And all I could think of when I saw her, just seeing kind of the process from last season to this season, you know, with her getting Leko at Academy, she trained. Like, and there's something to be said about that. She was one of those prime examples of being sent home, but came back powerful. And I don't know, I can't wait to hear you guys have to say about her, but she came back with a force. I think she's going to be, no problem, one of the top two girls. I mean, I see her in the finals 100%. I think it's going to be a little bit of a battle between her and Jensen.
Yeah, I was just
calling
it
now. Because Jensen's going to have a lot of the fan base in terms of, you know, her sister's fan base, but also the one that she's grown.
Right.
You know, in the younger crowd and whatnot, but... just Magda's, just again, her confidence and her routine was just amazing.
Well, Vanessa thought that as well, right? Because she was absolutely in tears.
Yeah, I was sobbing, you guys.
Me too. Sobbing. I had the tears come on. I'm like, hold on, what's going on here? Hold on a second. But the connection, wasn't it? It was the connection with her partner.
Yeah,
her
and Robert.
It was the deep-rooted feeling. She went there and she tapped into those emotions.
Well, and let's not forget Mandy Moore's choreography is just she. This was just a palette of beauty, you know, just a beauty on Robert and Magda. But you're right; their connection was just palpable. But I was watching her, and I'm like, those leg extensions and how she literally just breathed into him. I mean, it was just again. This was one of the competition ones where I'm like, they could have competed with that on the live show.
No, I do agree with that, and I really feel like having Robert, just isolating him for a second as a partner, he is by far one of my favorite contemporary dancers on this show, and he has always given so much strength, and he partners so well. And so what that did was it allowed for Magda to kind of release herself, and I felt like she was so believable, and she fell into the character and trusted and threw herself onto Robert, and she left it all on the stage, and that's all you can ask for. And I think that's why it was so impressive, because it was not, I didn't expect her to do as much as she did, and to really just even slow isolations and then go fast and then falling, and she just, her face, everything, full package.
It was such, the word I had for it was authentic. Yeah. Everything about that routine was authentic.
Well, you know it is when at the end of a routine, a dancer comes to a podium or something and is literally still in that space. Like, she was still... moved and emotive,
and that's what I mean, is even at the junket I just saw that in her. Like, she just has she just has this star quality. I don't know, and again it's something to be said, and Jensen came back with a force too. It's a matter of these dancers, and I we'll talk about this later, but I think Emily's going to come back strong. I think Stephanie's going to come back strong, because they were two of surprises for me. But I just think there's something to be said about that year. I love what Jensen said, I just wasn't ready last year. I'm more ready this year. And that's what's so beautiful about this show, is they allow you to come back, and they encourage you to come back. And Magna, to me, is just...
You can bring a level of maturity, but then also you kind of know the process, and you're more comfortable in your styles, and you know what I need to go back and focus on and learn. And that, you, something is just to be said about maturity when you dance, and that is what's going to make you sustainable in this show. That's why I'm happy, like, a Brianna didn't make it through, because I thought that she was very juvenile in her routines and stuff. We'll get to her. I don't know if she's next.
But another example that maybe one or two more times auditioning could really polish that. Yeah. And I think that that's also, again, what sets Magna apart is she just seems so mature.
Yeah,
she does. And it'll be interesting to see how that flies on the live, you know, on the live shows, because we know it's all about personality. Will she connect, you know?
Right. It's also interesting, though, and it's very, I mean, you never know what partner you're going to be paired with. And I think she was lucky in this particular instance.
Robert,
compared to some of the others, I mean, it really helped and hindered.
I love what you said, Jess. Yeah. Like, that's such a prominent point, is that it's about that connection with the all-star, and Robert gives his all to his partner every time, even last season.
Yeah.
He's just there, you know?
It worked in her favor, for sure.
And I do want to talk about Brianna, because that's another example of where I feel like, you know, Brandon failed her a smidge, and we'll get to that. But Dana, you talked about her. So, you guys, how do you feel about that? I don't feel like we really got to know her a lot. She kind of just underwhelmed me a little bit. But this cha-cha, I mean, she gave it her all, you know? Like,
well, she had fun with it, for sure, didn't she? Her legs. I want her legs.
Oh, yeah.
They are so strong and gorgeous and long and amazing and toned. Yes, beautiful. Please. But I think just the pairing there didn't look right. And I know you can't help it when someone's taller and shorter, but they couldn't connect because of that, which is always awkward, isn't it?
Exactly what I was thinking.
Paul. It was uncomfortable a bit, and I felt that there was lack of precision that was needed. And I was happy that she did better than the clips. I mean, we didn't even really get to see her fail at the ballroom before. But I thought that she was extra smiley. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. But you also have to give faces when you do ballroom. So I thought that cheesy smile was just lasting too long.
Too much.
And literally, I put in my notes, I was like, she looks like she's having the time of her life. And then Vanessa was like, you're having the time of your life. I was like, yes, that's what
it was a perfect example of, I think she even knew that the technique was a little lacking, and it just felt a little bit off. So I'm going to wow them with my personality. But I agree with both of you. It felt tentative. You know, like, it just, you're kind of waiting for that, like, moment, you know, or for them to really, like, step into that moment and step into that connection. Yeah, and the connection was just not there.
And then her doing the cha-cha after Hanalei it was just like, come on. I mean, there was no tricks. It was kind of slow. You know, it didn't compare.
Right.
But then that's hard as well, isn't it? Because I think some of the Corrie actually let a lot of the dancers down tonight, which is surprising.
I agree.
A shame. But that was a prime example of being given completely different stuff to do. And what can you show if you're not given it?
Well, and again, it comes back to partnering too. I don't feel like they really set her up for success with Paul. There could have been other, I guess, ballroom nothing against Paul. Paul's an incredible dancer and all-star. And he's so sweet, by the way. When you guys come do live shows, they're all walking around and chatting. And Paul was one of the nicest ever to talk to me. But I just think, again, pairing, I don't feel like they set her up with success. Yeah. On that.
To be fair, you should just have one partner that does all the girls.
Ah.
You know, like one person. So then it's at least fair.
Interesting. Okay.
That would be a lot.
It would be a lot for them.
That all-star would be like,
that would be fun. You're good.
Well, they are an all-star for a reason. It's funny. I actually think Paul would probably be, not Paul. I feel like Robert would be a great option for that, because he can do anything.
Or what if they would have did the same routine, like the same dancer, choreography,
same routine, same partner, that's
those
fair.
Who got ballroom, those who got contemporary, to see the interpretation, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is, and we'll talk about this too, it's such a heavy contemporary ballroom top five.
It
you know,
is.
There's no hip-hop girls, there's no, but I mean, speaking of hip-hop, let's talk about Genesee. Yes. This was such a surprise for me, because she was one of the ones throughout Academy, I just was like, okay, I mean, she'll come back strong, but she was never a front runner for me. Do you guys feel the same way?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, shocked. Absolutely shocked.
Your reaction was good.
Oh, shocked. I mean, I think she did a fantastic job of the hip hop tonight.
Her fiction were on point.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the spinning of the hair.
That was my favorite.
Yes, girl.
But I think she really needed to relax her face. She was doing some really taunt movements with her face. I'm like, girl, calm down. I know it's hip hop, but please just chill out. So for me, she did a great job, but she definitely wasn't my top five.
No. And because also I felt like this whole time, this process was her sliding through. Like, they're like, you didn't do as well, but you're going to move on to the next choreography. You didn't impress us, but we're going to give you another chance. It wasn't that good. So I just felt like this was like the fifth time. They're like, it wasn't that great, but you're in our top five. And I was like, but
there,
why?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I wrote, you and I mean,
always.
We're all like,
yeah.
But I literally wrote, there is something going on with her, because I exact same thing. I feel like every time they give her notes, it's just they're underwhelmed or she underperformed, and yet boom, you're in our top five. We don't know what the selection process is like. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. We don't know what kind of feedback in terms of choreographers
the balance. There's got to be balance. Diverse genres, diverse races, diverse personality styles. I mean, all that they have to represent America properly. So I get it. But what I can appreciate with her though is that I do think that she's going to work hard because she's always so genuine and like surprised and excited. She's not smug or cavalier with the fact that they're extending opportunities for her. Yes. So she may surprise us. Mm-hmm. Now, with this hip hop in particular, though I enjoyed pieces of it, I felt that she needed to loosen up a little bit and kind of sit into the motions. She kind of kept them short and sharp in ways that needed to flow a little bit more.
Yes.
But so going from jazz to contemporary to a hip hopper.
And I, that's exactly what I wrote. And I'm a huge, so here's my thing. I am a huge Christopher Scott fan.
Mm.
Love me some Chris Scott choreography. I love his choreography. And it fits fiction so well. And I just wanted so much more out of it. Mm-hmm. But that was also just my expectation because I love the pairing between fiction and Chris Scott. I love it. I know, your face. But I love his choreography. I do feel like he transformed her. It fit her well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like he did a really good job of tailoring it to her. But I feel like if she would have just connected with fiction a little more, been in that pocket with him, there just would have been a little bit more, like you said, just being down and jiggy with it a little bit more, you know? You have something to say. Just talk about it, girl. What?
Thoughts? Okay, I was going to save this for when we got down to Emily, but I am not the biggest fan of Christopher Scott's choreography all the time. I do feel like that it can be very simplex and not hard-hitting. I know that he likes to layer in the lyrical style, but I didn't think that it gave the dancers the best way to show the best portfolio of their skill sets.
Do you feel like that's isolated to this episode, to this audition, or do you feel like that across the board with his choreography?
There are some routines that I like, but he's never been one of my top hip-hop choreographers. Okay. I'll just say that. In this case, I did not enjoy the routine with Emily at all.
Me neither.
The music
We'll get to that, too. But I felt like just this one, and again, maybe that's just because I like his style. I like, we've talked about this with Nappy Tabs. I love the lyrical. Mm-hmm. And he also puts in a little bit more, like, robotic into it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, loved it, Chris.
But, Genesee, I really think, and I'm hoping, that she's just going to turn on all of us and just all of a sudden become, like, this frontrunner.
She could be a little dark horse.
She could be a dark horse.
Yeah,
for sure.
Now, let's go into Brianna. I know Brianna.
Oh, my goodness.
Brianna.
My goodness.
Let's talk about her because even her being in the top 10 was a bit of a surprise for me. I think she's a fantastic tapper. I felt like her and Evan, especially in the group routine, stood out.
Yeah.
The contemporary was heavy. This was hard for me to watch because on two levels. First of all, I felt like, again, she was tentative, but that lift was Brandon's fault. If you rewatch that, Brandon almost dropped her. So I felt like they were really tough on her. I know that everybody's giving, like, the All-Stars kind of the pass on everything, but I just didn't feel like their chemistry, again, partnering, nothing against Brandon, because Brandon Bryant is one of the best dancers that's ever come through, but I just felt like, again, that pairing, it was almost like he was just, she was too heavy for him.
I was going to say,
not that she's too heavy, but I mean, the pairing was not the best fit for that routine. I don't know any other way to describe it.
Mm. It was a mess. It was actually a little bit embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yes.
It wasn't just one lift. She fell out of many, many lifts.
Right.
And half the time her hands were raised out and she was never fully completing the moves either. It's like she'd get to 80% and she'd be like, and down.
Well, and that could be part of it too, terrible. Is maybe she's not holding her position in a proper way.
I think he wasn't able to grasp her because she was not in the right for, like, what do you call it?
She missed the mark
in
that move. And I rewound it and I slow-moed it because I was like, what happened? What happened? And literally, it was like one slip of a move. So he was here. She was supposed to, like, get up in enough time to grab her legs, but one of the legs flopped
because of that,
he couldn't grab both of them. So he tried to grab them, and then she went with the next move without him being fully secure with holding her. So then that's why she kind of fell out of it. Yeah. It was a mess because her legs were not aligned. Right.
I know what move you're talking about, but I just don't want to put all the blame on her. So I'm not putting it on him either, but I just think that this routine, like you said, it being such a mess, comes down to pairing again. I don't know. I just felt like they looked awkward together in terms of their levels.
It's weird because I don't blame him for that one. I honestly think she wasn't giving him what he needed to have her secure half the time.
So, but it wasn't just that one move. I just felt like throughout the entire routine.
I think she was too apprehensive, therefore she wasn't in the right position.
Yeah, but I think the reason was because this was challenging choreography. Mm-hmm, it really was. I mean, they introduced a new choreographer, JC Royal, that we hadn't seen before, and I felt that
she's choreographed on past episodes, but not for auditions.
Okay. Yeah. And so with the timing of it, there was so much flip-flop and hop over and go there. Sure. And boop, 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 bounce, bounce, back to each other. Their timing had to be so in sync, and it was not. Mm-hmm. And so unfortunately, diving into stunts and tricks, you have to be 100% in sync.
It's like me singing a beat behind.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. I think that there should have been way less tricks. They could have done so. I think they could have scaled it back. However, it's not what this show is about. They've got to be able to.
She had to step up, but she couldn't. And I don't think that she looked comfortable. I mean, she could have been on that stage honestly by herself without him being there, trying to do a choreography for a contemporary. It would have been uncomfortable. She was very stiff. She didn't flow like you said. She didn't complete the movements.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do. I'm like, it's not her time.
I guess it's just my, like, giving everybody the benefit of the doubt because I just didn't want it. I didn't want to put all of it on her because I feel like in that routine it was a partnership, too.
Yeah.
But
I mean, her tapping, oh, my gosh, I thought she was amazing. Sure. She did her tapping. Yeah. I think she's a tapper, and she's got a tapper's kind of body, too, which is that little bit more solid.
Sure.
And so, therefore, she wasn't able to do the elevation. She didn't have the woohoo flow that they're
so good.
The woohoo flow. That's some good terminology.
Yeah, I know. Just so everybody knows, too, we've got the live chat going on. Please be a part of the show. Yes. Tell us what your thoughts are. Mm-hmm. We want to share some exciting things about AfterBuzz with you guys.
Yes. Okay, so as you guys know, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, like over 200, depending on how much TV you watch. From dramas, from reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's something for everyone on this network, and we work hard to serve our fans, but we need your help, so we are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Okay, so the YouTube channels could include, like I said, the drama. This is actually a competition show. We have World of Dance that comes on this week as well.
Cooking shows.
Big Brother, all the dramas, all the goody, good.
The goods.
So
you're on Big Brother, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, crossover. So if you're worried about any of the pesky notifications, don't worry about it because they are optional. You can hit subscribe for the channel that you want to check out on AfterBuzz and let us know that you did subscribe by putting that in the comment section, and therefore we can shout you out on the show.
So yay. Good.
Thank you.
That's what we love about these shows is we want people to be part of them.
Yes,
obviously.
Please.
Yeah. We don't want to miss out on the conversation.
Right.
And I love this conversation tonight because I do feel like we're all a little bit on different pages, and that's exciting because you don't want to be like,
yeah, so
yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was good.
Can't be Paula.
I know, exactly.
That was amazing.
Everyone has a Paula.
You did it really well.
So good. But another exciting routine was Chelsea's, our resident jazz dancer,
yes.
Chelsea Huff, dominated this ballroom routine, salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts, guys. She brought some those long legs again. Just personality for
amazing
days.
Legs and a great, amazing flexibility. And she just loves it. She loves what she's doing. And I
energetic.
Just enjoyed watching her for that. Yeah. That one dive that she did under the legs and then twisted out. Wow!
I know.
So good.
It was so incredible.
Yeah, that's so cool. I want to learn.
That was me too. Actually, every round that one, I was like, wait, what?
These tricks were just so amazing with these ballroom routines.
That's what I'm saying. No fear. Or feel the fear and do it anyway.
I do feel like they were probably like, throw it at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in terms of all 10 girls, give it to him. You know?
Yeah.
Scary stuff though. But no, she was excellent. Absolutely excellent. And she was one of my top five.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
I put a maybe next to her because I wasn't sure.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I put a maybe. But I thought she was excellent. I loved her poise in the routine and how she really controlled her movement. It wasn't all over the place or too spastic. I thought that she really, she went like, you know, boom, yeah. She really did like flow into each. I mean, she gave us hips, she gave us attitude, she hit the movements, and she was another one that did not do well in the ballroom round before. So it was nice seeing her kind of conquer this and show what she was able to do.
So good.
Yeah.
Again,
I enjoyed it.
On the topic of ballroom, ballroom is just dominating. I think this is just going to be such a strong season for ballroom.
Yeah.
And our little Stephanie, who is a ballroomer, I don't know, she grew on me a little bit. I mean, I don't feel like we saw a lot of her, but she definitely grew on me.
Yeah,
and then,
I really liked her.
As if to make life, you know, just real difficult, we're going to pair you with Lex.
Yeah.
Again, probably, again, I mean, he's top three to me of the best out of every. Of all 14 seasons we've seen, and again, just watching him dance, I'm just like, I feel like I watched him more than Stephanie.
You have to not, right? You got to just try and stay away from them.
But I mean, what a challenge! I love that she said that. Like, she has to step into that and be able to rise to his level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always a gift to be given a good partner, generally, though, because you automatically have to. Try and match them all
right. Right. It's but like you guys, I feel like she stepped into this moment well. I mean, again, as a ballroom dancer, it's contemporary is not easy at all.
Yeah. However, sorry, I was just going to say, I did not like the routine at all. And considering it was Mandy, I love Mandy's stuff.
Yeah.
But this one, I actually...
But you didn't like how it was performed or the choreography?
I didn't like the choreography of the routine at all. I found it incredibly boring and slow, and it did not give her an opportunity to showcase anything. So I really think she got the short straw with that.
I 100% agree. Like, literally, I said the choreography played the role in this routine not being well because... It just, there was no wow factor. So as they were looking for these tricks that other people in the ballroom dancers got to show, she didn't. I didn't enjoy her outfit that she had on, how her hair was. There's so many levels.
The performance of it,
it has to be married to perform something great. And I do think that she... was not given a good hand, but but it still made me sad because I thought she's so strong at salsa, and even what we've been able to see her do throughout the competition, I thought that she was amazing. So that was really sad.
It was sad,
and also on that as well, like she with the routine she was given and the fact that it was super slow, the one thing she could do with it she wasn't able to do, which was connect. The only thing that would have saved her on that would have been a super emotional piece where she was really in the moment, and that's one thing she lacked. And so therefore, there was nothing.
That's what I wanted out of that. I mean, it should have been like Magda's beat. I mean, I hate to say it, but it was almost like if those two could have been
flipped. More emotion.
Yes, they didn't play, and I feel like that's the choreographer's job. Is you're supposed to play to that. I mean, they may not know these dancers as well yet, and we're not at a competition level, but to give them a fair chance, play to their strengths, and that would have been her strength, or she could have.
Ooh, and you know what? Lex has always had the reputation of not being that emotional. Because I remember that was one of the biggest things. They're like, "You're good, but we're
connect more."
So he wasn't probably able to pull that out of her either. She wasn't able to reflect off of him because he does perform. You know,
I thought he was brilliant in this though,
but he does well, but. You know, there's so much that they're thinking about with the choreography. And so, speaking of, just shout out to our live chat because we see
you guys.
Hey, Betsy. Hey, Zachary Kim. So, Zachary said that he felt so bad for the girl Sosa, Stephanie, that's her last name, who got paired with Lex. How can you look good next to Lex? Whoever gets paired with him will probably win by default. In the live shows. Interesting.
Well, and we also don't know how involved... All-Stars are going to be in the live show. So we'll see how that's all going to wash out. They may do the pairing.
Yeah, because if there's six...
Do you not know?
There's six shows. Well, I mean, let's... Early predictions, but not real. But there's six shows, right?
Yeah,
six live shows. And you have top 10. That's 6 weeks. That's 5 weeks of two partners, two get knocked off each week, and then the finale. That's just how I did the math, and I don't even know.
Yeah.
Should I be right, Becky?
You'll see. Lex, I believe, would be involved. And I think that no matter what. But we also said that about Travis, and we've said that about, you know, there's so many strong all-stars that I don't... I don't know if we can play that game anymore about like whoever's paired with that all-star is going to win. Sure. I mean, especially because this top 10 is so stacked. I mean, even the guys.
And just, really great personalities that overshine some of the good choreography or the good technique.
Exactly. So it's much to say. Stephanie, sad. But I think that it will lend to a really exciting season next year because I think she could come back again so much stronger. And we'll talk about Emily in a minute. But Sydney, the cha-cha with Paul, again, another just awkward pairing, heaviness. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, this was my least favorite of the evening. I just felt like it was talking about what we said earlier about Brianna. It was just so juvenile. Mm-hmm. It didn't make that routine just did not make sense to me. I feel like
the thing that really let her down, it looked like she was actively trying to come down to his level. Mm-hmm. Like her posture was so poorly that she was like pushing over to literally try and come down to his height.
And in cha-cha and in ballroom posture is everything. Yes. And even he's like pushed down on my arms. It's like, well, but okay.
Yeah. She's trying to get lower.
How do you, I think that there just has to be in terms of the production side, whoever's matching these people, scheduling the All-Stars, make it fair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Could have been better. It was totally amateur night. I felt like out of the Apollo, like boo.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel bad for using the word hate, but I was not a fan of that routine.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel that the choreography was that strong, which is sad. You know,
it was
Dimitri.
Boring. Yeah, musicality was off.
Yeah,
I was like,
and just her even moments, though the partnering was bad. Moments that she could have shined if the technique was there when she was doing that body roll and that turn. Oh, I was like, no, stop! Like it just wasn't. She didn't have that flavor. She couldn't move those hips, and she looked very scared of the routine. She looked scared. Of salsa
too. Poor girl.
I know. I feel really bad.
I want to see her with a tall guy. Honestly, I think.
Sydney, if you're watching, there is so much hope. You are a beautiful dancer.
Yes.
But I just think that the story of the night is that I feel like these poor girls did not get. I mean, it's a theme. Like the girls who did not make it in, it's because their routines fell flat. Mm-hmm. They had an incredible academy. That's why they're there.
Right.
But their routines fell flat, and I think it's. Just, I guess the luck of the draw. It's just no different than the live shows when you get.
I so like the your wrong idea dance, before you know? About like it should be all the same choreographer, all the same partner, and all the same routine.
Yeah,
who does it best? That's fair.
Yeah,
right. Totally.
Yeah, because again, it's just pairing there was very off. But I mean, on top of that, she just she did not step into it. And I loved. I thought that Vanessa, she's just such a doll, and she's so good with words. You know, I feel like her. Word of saying monotone was the best way to encapsulate that. It just felt like you said amateur hour. But it just felt like someone holding out the wrong note.
Yeah,
you're like eat. But we love you. See you next season, Sydney.
Yes.
And Emily Carr, probably the surprise of the night.
Yes,
another contemporary bombshell.
So sad.
Hip hop. And here's the thing: is last episode when Travis was like, "Oh, you know, the top 10 is you to lose."
Yeah, exactly.
All of us are like, "Yes," you know.
Yeah.
She's been our favorite from the beginning.
The thing is, can you guys please disagree with me here? Did you not think her performance was amazing? I literally wrote, "Wow, great."
No.
You did this?
No.
What?
No.
Okay, we need to talk this out because I honestly thought she was freaking amazing. And I'm sitting there going, she needs to be an Alvin Ailey and everything. I didn't agree with the judges.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
You guys are kidding.
I need a good laugh.
Her energy was awesome. Maybe at the end it was a little bit flat, but her facial, she's keeping up. She's not a hip-hop
I feel like
dancer.
I'm an episode of Queer Eye and I'm like, honey.
Honey, no. Oh my goodness, I thought she was fabulous.
I thought
it was
that
amazing.
She did okay.
Nope, she didn't.
Nope. Oh, we were having fun. Having fun here, peeps.
What?
I hope you're having as much fun at home as we are.
Okay, she did okay, but it goes back. I did not like the routine. I did not like the music. This is how we do it.
I mean, we had it at the top of our show, but it's not. I mean, are we in 1988? Right?
Yeah, and the routine was so slow for the music, too.
Yes.
And one of the things, and this is probably one with Chris, his routines really stay in one spot, and it does not expand and utilize the stage, and there's lower performance elements. Like, he's all about the like subtleties. That, you know, subtleties.
Yes.
Which I love when you can go big and then go subtle, but I feel like this was all subtle.
So here's the thing about Chris Scott. I feel like his choreography has so much to do with swag, again, which is why Fiction, Twitch, you know, the like comfort. It is a little, it's just, it is the subtleties, which is just a nice little touch in those routines.
Right.
Did not work in this one specifically at all. Mm-hmm. I felt like,
I don't know if I was watching the wrong episode or what, but I thought she was great.
I just did not like any of it.
Showed her in
the, none of it. I thought the last, you know, eight count was the best part of that.
That's
routine.
So weird.
Yeah.
Maybe I thought the music just worked fabulously with the movements. Maybe it was the old school movements worked with the song.
No, it was like
it was like a good throwback,
right?
Because
I felt like I should be in a roller skating rink, you know?
Right. Like, so did I. And that really worked for me.
Okay,
like, that
perfect.
Worked.
I love the versatility
of this.
I'll say this: the timing was impeccable. That's really one thing that I really enjoyed. Like, they were in such unison; it was insane. Like, even their backflip up after they laid and sprouted, it was exact timing, and that's so hard to do.
Yes.
As we saw with Brianna and her partner, timing was bad, but their timing was incredible. I didn't like the choreography, nor the. It wasn't an exciting routine, and I feel like that was her downfall.
They were as in sync in 2002. And that's in sync. Bye. Well, she did say bye tonight again. I use that several times.
In all seriousness, I can totally see her in like Alvin Ailey Company or something like that.
Yeah, she's incredible.
We're totally joking and having fun because Emily is amazing. And
please,
I actually wrote in big letters, she's so humble.
Yes.
What a sweet. And those are people and personalities that will excel in this industry because she will come back.
Yeah.
She's going to, like I said, her and Stephanie, I'm calling it now, prediction. Whoop, what? 2019, she will be back and she'll be stronger. And I don't know. I think that she just needs to explode a little more.
Oh, I'm so actually, I'm internally mad.
Like, that she didn't make it?
I'm just like, I can't, that
you
I
were,
didn't
I saw
see
your reaction.
You guys saw, you didn't see what I saw. Like, well, the judges, the whole world didn't see what I saw, but I
Well,
thought,
and don't get me wrong, again, I am such a lover of Chris Scott choreography that I was just let down.
I thought she did such a good job. Oh, so sad. I'll go cry home.
But again, we're not basing it just on this one routine. And nobody else, I think, at home is either. I think it's just about, you know, sadly, she probably just fell short, but this was not fitting for her, I felt like, but they had great syncopation moments.
Yes,
they really did.
Absolutely.
And what a show. We closed out on Jensen doing jazz, and I loved her comment. I loved her comment about wanting to bring a mood, bring, you know, just the fierce energy, because they see her as this sweet little girl next door. And again, at the junket, being able to talk with her, interview her, watch her take her pictures, she is anything but that. She is stepped in and embraced.
Cool.
I am here to compete, to play. She's going to bring it. Yeah.
Well, I actually wrote down here in my notes that I feel like she could win the whole competition for sure.
Yeah.
But I also wrote down that I found the routine rather boring.
Okay.
So,
not challenging. In my opinion, it wasn't challenging.
episodes again. I found the routine quite boring, but I thought, yeah, she's excellent. But the routine wasn't very good.
Okay,
so
the choreography. Yes. So, because I felt like she was not boring at all. She brought it. But I felt like the choreography did not challenge her as much as it should have.
Well, the music choice either.
I love this routine so much.
Get it.
Like, literally, I love what they did to it. I love the combo with her and Brandon. I love just, it was so sharp, and it was so, as she said, she wanted to be edgy, and it was edgy. Mm. And I loved how it was so athletic. Like, there's a routine that I have Mia Michaels back, Joshua and his partner. It's off the top of my head. That routine, Mia Michaels challenged them to be athletes in it. And there was so much running back and forth and quick moves, boom, 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 warrior status. Mm-hmm. And I felt that warrior dynamic in this. And I thought that she was beautiful. Her facials were insane. Like, she gave us sassy, and then she gave us sexy, and then she gave us cute. And she was able to fall into the hoo, 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 do, 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 do. You know?
She had
and
so
I'm
much
like,
edge.
Well, and this is honestly one of my favorites tonight.
No,
It was
phenomenal. And again, I felt like Brandon was a totally different partner for her.
Yeah.
You know, so again, it's about partnership. They just thrived off of each other.
It was
fierce.
I loved it.
I have to be in the Jessica boat on this one too.
Well,
we'll come get you.
See you next week.
Yeah, right. So I agree. Well, whatever I got from it, I didn't like the Corrie, but I still wrote, okay, I feel she could win. So she obviously impressed me whilst being bored.
Well, because she's such a versatile dancer. Again, yeah. you watch her do, again, now jazz, contemporary, hip hop. She's just stepped into it all.
Yeah.
So
she's gorgeous, too.
Well, we are almost running out of time. We still have a special segment to bring to you guys, which is ballroom. So we're going to dive into that, you guys. My choice, I hope they've all enjoyed this conversation as much as we have. My choice was Pasha Kovalev and Anya Garnis from season 3, but they choreographed season 4, Jev and Courtney. I love this cha-cha, but the amazing thing about Anya and Pasha is their connection, they used to date, which I think is really cute as well, but they used to date. They came over to the U.S. in 2001. They're working on BBC's Strictly Come Dancing. Mm-hmm. So I think they're Strictly Come Dancing. Strictly Come Dancing. They are so strong, and their choreography is just out of this world. I love this routine. It's just fun. And Courtney Galliano was one of my favorites in 2004. She reminds me of Jensen. You know, Jensen, very similar to her, very dynamic. So we're going to pop this routine.
I just love Anna, by the way. She has always been, when she competed, she was my
favorite. Yeah. And they are just like hips galore. And I feel like that's what Anya and Pasha just encapsulate, just hips and sexuality and energy. And
I love boring.
I know. And every part of the routine is just punctuated and fast too. But their footwork was amazing. Oh my goodness. So they've been all stars, you guys. They've been on So You Think You Can Dance anywhere between 2007 and 2014, off and on. I mean, we're talking choreographers, all stars. I mean, they just brought it all, and they continue to just dominate Dancing with the Stars. And anyway, love
Incredible.
Them. That was my pick.
Nice career. Hey.
Love it.
And let's not forget also that Pasha, you guys, semifinals in 2007 in the third season. So he's... People forget about him, but he's one of the strongest ballroom dancers that's come out of So You Think.
Yeah.
Who'd you guys pick?
So I picked Jean-Marc Genahoe. I don't know if I pronounced that in French. Jean-Marc.
Sounded right.
So he's a French-Canadian ballroom dance champion, and he has been choreographing on just a couple. Below So You Think You Can
just
Dance.
A few. Only like 13 seasons.
And also the Canadian version as well of So You Think You Can Dance, as well as the French Dancing with the Stars season. Mm. And I just like him. He's such a character. He's quite the artiste, I think.
Yeah, he is.
Very much so, right? And so this piece that he choreographed was actually Carrington and Twitch. Oh. And the reason I chose this was not necessarily because it's the most amazing Vietnamese waltz ever in the history of the world, but just because he did such a good job at encapsulating their skill sets and bringing it together, and they actually looked like ballroom dancers.
Twitch was so young.
That's what
I know.
Look at Twitch is such a baby. No, I'm so glad you picked this routine. I think I feel like some of the best routines came out of season 4, but this routine, to me, I remember watching this for the first time, and you're absolutely right. I was like, this is the first time where I saw them both as dancers outside of their genre.
This is perfect choreography, helping people to actually win competitions.
Yes.
And again, it's Celine Dion as well, who is my favorite of all time. So new day has come.
But Jean-Marc, I'm glad you brought him up because he's so good at adapting to the dancer's styles.
That's what I like about him.
He's
absolutely.
So funny.
It's fierce.
His character.
He should have been used for all the ones tonight, on the episode tonight.
Wow. Yeah. So good. Who'd you pick, Jess?
Okay, so ironically enough, I chose Dimitri.
Who needs a smackle?
I saw this photo and I was like, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Dimitri looking hot as Norm. So the funny thing is, you know, though some of his performances tonight or his choreography wasn't our favorite, he's been on this show from when he left. Let me spit it out.
Yeah.
He started off and competed season 2. Right. He was one of the finalists. He did not win. He came back season 3 as Mary Murphy's assistant choreographer. And then he came back after that in his own space and bringing. So he was one of the first with Travis. They were two of the first to come back as previous competitors.
Sure.
Now choreographers, which is so exciting. He's a Russian dancer and he has experience on this show as well as he was a professional performer on Dancing with the Stars.
So good.
So all the ballroom stuff. the choreography routine that I chose was Lacey Schrimmer and Danny Tidwell. And this is from season 3. And this is Hip Hip Chin Chin.
Yes.
That opening.
I forgot about Lacey this dance.
Lacey killed this.
Lacey did She literally slaughtered
she
it.
She ate him up and spit him out like a vulture.
Yeah, she did. Well, let's remind everybody that this is Lacey's genre. Yes. Like, she slayed this. I don't even know if somebody slayed ballroom as much as she slayed this routine.
I don't think so. I mean, her season, she just ate up everything. And what I loved about this is like just the epitome of all the dynamics. And he is a contemporary dancer, so she really brought out a lot from him as well. Because I think he was Travis's like foster brother or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so good. I'm so glad you picked this.
I love a good throwback.
That's
it reminds
what I'm saying.
Us the foundation that this show has set in the president.
And I'm watching this now and I'm like, I remember this routine, but yet because there's been so much dance over these last 14 seasons, I forgot about it, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, this is definitely my favorite.
Oh, she's just
so good.
One, do you guys feel like this with ballroom? Cool. Is so often we are looking at the female. You know what I mean?
Oh yes.
But then
yes.
I think that's a testament to the male if he can showcase his girl. That's the whole point.
Sure,
isn't it?
Sure.
So
yeah. Oh my gosh, that was so fun. I just love our special segments. You guys will have to pick one for next week because I will not be here next week. You guys, we're gonna have the top 5 unveil the official top 10 before we sign off here. Anybody, guys wise, who give me a yes and a not so much. I don't like saying no, but like somebody that you
yes, no, maybe.
Yeah, yes, no, maybe.
Yes, no, maybe in between. Oh, it's too
because like tonight, Emily was a big shock for us. So who would be a shock for you if you did not see them in the final?
Yeah. JJ for me would be a shock.
JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
JJ, I mean, Evan.
Yeah.
Strong tapper. They let me to add him in.
I do love Evan.
Me too. I love that. So that's good. We'll see if Evan and
I'm excited. I was more excited about the girls, I'm not going to lie. But I'm excited to see how the boys pan out.
Yeah,
but
I'm more interested in the girls this year for sure.
I think it's going to be a surprise next week on who the top 5 guys are. We're going to sign off here. I'm Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media at Becky Sotero. How about you, ladies?
Aww. And I am Kim Dave. You can find me on all my social media at Kim Dave Live.
Yes, and I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
Love it. Every Tuesday right here, live shows are going to be starting 2 weeks from yesterday. So that means 2 weeks from today, we are going to have The Dish. We're going to have behind the scenes. We're going to have interviews because we are officially going to be backstage, part of the press line. We'll be able to interview everybody. So tweet us all your comments, all the questions you want us to ask. And we'll see you then. Bye, you guys.
Awesome.
Bye.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz,
see you later. Oh my God.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.